Gather around. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Remember, O Lord, our assembly, bless them. Pray that we be unto us, O Lord, obstacle of hindrance, that we be holy. According to your holy and blessed will, houses of prayers, houses of purity, houses of blessing, grant unto us, O Lord, and all your servants who shall come after us forever. Arise, O Lord God, that all your enemies be scattered, and all your enemies. Let all those who hate your holy name flee from before your face, and bless your people, be by your blessings. Thousands by thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000 fold your will. Make us all worthy to pray thankfully and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. In the beginning of the new year, I would like to talk to you about a couple of points. The first point is hope. The second point is time. First, we talk about hope a little bit. Every human being needs hope. And without hope, we cannot go on in our life. And the ultimate goal of the devil is to make us lose hope. He wants us to lose hope in God's love. He wants us to lose hope in ourselves. He wants us to lose hope in a better tomorrow. He wants us to fall in despair, to see everything dark, and to see no light, and to feel that there is no hope for change. This is what the devil wants. That's why it's important to have hope, and that's why I have chosen this topic to give you a message of hope. God is the one who teaches us hope, because God is full of hope. We see the first signs of hope in the beginning of creation. If you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. If you look at this image of the beginning, anyone would look at the earth and lose hope. It was without form and was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. If we look at the earth at that time, we will feel that there is no hope. But wait. Read the next verse. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. This gives hope. Although the earth was without form and was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, yet there is hope. The Holy Spirit was hovering upon the face of the earth. And God created mankind and gave them the commandment. They broke the commandment. The next thing we read is that a brother killed his own brother. And then we read in the first chapters of the book of Genesis that God and the Lord was, this is in Genesis chapter 6, verse 6, and the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. Another image that will make us lose hope. But wait, we'll read the next verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. There was still some hope. One man whose name is Noah, who found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And God renewed the earth and gave promise never to destroy mankind like he did with the flood, and gave the sign of that promise, the rainbow. By the way, there is a scientific explanation for the rainbow. And some people may read this and think the rainbow is a natural occurrence, but there is very, very good scientific explanation for the rainbow, because before the flood there was mist and there was a lot of water all over the place. But what is the rainbow? It is when the light hits prism. Then it divides into its components, and the particles of water after rain, after the rain was settled, started to decompose the light into its components. So there's good scientific sign that before things before the flood were not the same as after the flood, and this was the sign given to God for mankind. But there was hope. Noah found favor in the eyes of God. And this continued until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came to save mankind. And during his life, he showed us how much hope he had. He had hope on someone like Zacchaeus. If we see someone like Zacchaeus, who amongst us would think that there is any hope that Zacchaeus could be saved, that Zacchaeus could repent, that Zacchaeus could be a different person? The Lord does. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must go to your house and dine with you. What happened? Half of my money I will give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I will restore fourfold. Zacchaeus became a new person. There is hope. Who could imagine that someone like Mary Magdalene, who was demon-possessed and she had seven demons inside her, or someone like the sinner woman, or the Samaritan woman, who was with five husbands, and the one she was living with was not her husband. Who could imagine that such a person could become a saint? Who could imagine? There is always hope. Imagine if the mother of Saint Augustine whose name is Saint Monica, had lost hope that her son could change and could repent, and she ceased to pray for him. You know what her bishop said to her? The son of those tears will never perish, because she never lost hope that he will repent and change. I want to give a message of hope for every one of us. We all need hope, and we need also to have hope not only that we can change, but also that the others can change, those who are around us. Let's talk first about ourselves. We need to believe in hope. We need to believe that God exists and He is able to change us. We work and He works with us. Sometimes we may be conquered by some sins or some bad habits, and we may have tried our best to repent. And we go to Abuna and we go for confession, and we take communion and we do everything we can, but we are still conquered by a certain sin. And then eventually we may lose hope. Why? I have done everything I can, but I cannot do it, and I lose hope. That's why our Lord has said, whoever endures, whoever endures to the end will be saved. You know? The kingdom belongs to those who endure to the end. And one of the fathers has said, we have to keep struggling until the last breath in our life in order to make the devil be ashamed. But if we lose hope, we will not continue the struggle. And even if we cannot be conquerors, at least we can be strugglers, and we receive the crown of struggling against sin. Right? So every time the devil makes us fall, we stand again. We never lose hope. We carry on and keep continuing. Who amongst us does not sin? Who amongst us is too strong? But we need to carry on, to stand again and to carry on. As I said to you in the beginning, that the devil only wants to do is to make us fall in despair. He wants us to feel that there is no way. Lose hope. We never want to fall in this sin, because this is the ultimate goal of the devil. We want to have hope that one day God will give us the strength to overcome. And let us also not be relaxed and say, I will wait until God gives me the strength. No, I have to do my part. I have to struggle, to stand and pray and fight until God gives me the strength from His Holy Spirit. But we need to do our part. We need to do everything we can, but never lose hope. Or to lose hope in the others. Sometimes we lose hope in ourselves, not only in the spiritual path, but sometimes in our everyday life. Someone may be trying to pass an exam, or get a job, or keep a job, or make friendships, or whatever I want to do, and then we feel there is no response. And then we lose hope. We need to examine what went wrong. For example, if you are trying to pass an exam, but you can't, then you sit down with yourself and say, why can't I pass this exam? Is it because it's too hard? If it's too hard, then why are other people passing? So maybe I'm not studying hard enough. So I need to sit down and study hard. If I want to find a job, why I'm not finding a job? Because I'm not looking actively. someone came to me and he said to me, I can't find a job. You know what I told him? Let your job be to find a job. I mean, is that? Yeah, if you work 8 hours a day, I told him, I want you for eight hours a day to be looking for a job. I'm sure you will find a job. Let your job be to find a job. مشكلة sitting at home and say, I'm looking for a job. No, job هتيجي ولا انت سافر لها. Understand? We have to work hard. The kingdom of God belongs to those who work hard in their everyday life and in their spiritual life as well. We have to work hard. Just a couple of stories. One monk, elderly monk, asked a younger monk, gave him a task to do. He said, I want you to clear this field from all the thorns. Every day he wakes up and he looks at the field, he loses hope. He says, it's too huge, how can I finish this? So he loses hope and he does nothing. Next day the same thing happens. He looks at the amount of work that is needed and he says, I can't do it, it's too difficult. And then after a few days, that monk came to visit that younger monk and he looked and he didn't do anything. He said, what happened? You didn't work. He said, every day I wake up, I look at the field and I lose hope. I feel I cannot do anything. He said to him, I want you to do one thing. Every day, do a little area big enough for your bed, an area to sleep in. And by five, you will clear the whole field from the thorns. What do they say? The trip of a 1,000 miles starts with one step. This is how it starts. Never lose hope. Start and God will help you to continue. Never say, I have no talent, I cannot do it, and start to make excuses. Have always hope and see the light in the end of the way. And God will give you the strength. I want us to keep this in our minds, especially at the beginning of a new year, where many of us may start to do New Year's resolutions that we will not keep for long, in most cases. No, you must decide and be determined, make a plan, and have hope that you will continue this time. Even look at the next step. Do not make promises that you know you cannot fulfill. Just do little by little and have hope to continue with a small thing and then build up as you go along. Have hope in the others. Be a light to the others instead of bringing darkness in their lives. Be their hope. Sometimes you may find a friend that needs to listen to a good word from you or to listen to a word of encouragement. Want to hear a funny story, but same time gives a lot of teaching? His Holiness Pope Shenouda told us this story. He said, actually a couple of stories. He said, His Holiness was a teacher before he became a monk. So he had one of the students who was always failing. He gave the class a test, and that student had 19 mistakes. Every mistake subtracts one mark, so he got 0, because it's out of 10, so he got 0. Next time he had 11 mistakes, so he got a 0. Because every mistake, you subtract one. So still he got 0 out of 10. So in both tests he got 0, but he came back to His Holiness and said to him, you should have encouraged me.
You should have said a good word to me. He said to him, why? You failed, you got zero. He said, no, but there is a difference. There is an advancement under the zero. I was 19 mistakes, but now I have 11 mistakes. So there is advancement under zero. He wanted to hear a good word, which meant that he can carry on and maybe get a good mark after that. Another story is that Bato, his honest, was a teacher, and there was an older teacher, and that older teacher was marking the book to one of the students. And then his honest noticed that he's skipping too many mistakes. So his honest asked that teacher, why are you skipping those mistakes? He said, because that student is a really bad student. He makes so many mistakes. If I keep correcting every mistake, he will lose hope. He will look at the paper, it's full of red marks, and he will lose hope. But I only focus on a few mistakes so that he can learn and he may have hope to become better. See the wisdom? We have to give a message of hope. We need to have hope, and then we need to give a message of hope to others as well. We have many stories of people that in our view were hopeless. When you look at them and think, this person is totally hopeless. This is not hopeless. We need to give them a message of hope. They are hopeful. We must be hopeful that they can change and they can be better and fruitful people in the society and to the kingdom of God. We need to believe in that. We need to believe that people can change and to be source of light to their lives, and we ourselves need this message of hope in our lives. Second thing I want to talk to you about is time. In the beginning of the year, we need to understand the importance of time. As years go by, our life is running out, because time is part of my life. Every second, hour, day, and year is part of my life. Our life began at one point when our mothers conceived us in their wombs, and we were born 9 months later almost. And every week, every year, we celebrate a very important day. We think that when we were born back, I think it's a very important day, and we must celebrate that day. We call it our birthday. And every time we celebrate our birthday, we think that we have gained a new year. مش كده؟ مش بنقول ايه؟ نقول مثلا ايه 15, 16, 17, 18, مش كده؟ But the fact is we are losing 1 year from our life. Right? Imagine your life is an amount of time. This amount of time is constantly decreasing. We are losing time, not gaining life. We are losing time. This is our life. We know its beginning. We know when it began. But we have no way to know when it will end. There's no way. And this is time. And the clock never stops, keeps going. Will never wait for us. Rasul is now, please wait. You have to stop for a little while. It keeps going. And this is our life, and this is time. We know when was the beginning of our life, but we have no way to know when the end is going to be. We have no control over the beginning for the end, but we are responsible for what is in between. God has given us this life for a purpose. And we must understand what this life is for. How to use our time productively, fruitfully. How is my life affecting the lives of others? This is what's important. So there are five ways I could think of in which we can spend our time in the wrong way. Number one, by postponement. And in postponement, to keep putting things off. You know, this is what I have to do, but I'm not going to do it now, maybe later on, whenever I have a convenient time. Let's read in the book of Acts 24:25. Was a man by the name of Felix, was met by St. Paul, and St. Paul spoke with him about righteousness, self-control, and judgment. And then the Bible tells us Felix was afraid and answered, "Go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." Isn't this what we sometimes do? God comes to us and He works in our hearts. And He's calling for us to come back to Him. And we say to Him, "God, go away now. When I have a convenient time, I will call you." And this convenient time never comes. And we think we are young and we need to enjoy our life. And this is not time for God now. "Go away now, God. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you." This is called postponement. To postpone repentance. To postpone our duties. Why? Because of a cause of
laziness.
Because of laziness. واحد lazy. عايز ينام. ايه رايكم؟ نام ايه؟ Listen, if we sleep 8 hours a day, which is the average numbers of hours we can rest for, how much of our life is this? Huh? One third of our life. Imagine spending one third of your life sleeping. What about if you sleep for 12 hours? This is eight. Half of your life sleeping. Imagine God has given you an amount of life and you're sleeping half of it. واحد يقول لي انت عارف بقى اصل انا في السمر فاكيشن دي بحب انام. قلت له بتصحى الساعة كام يعني؟ 3 4 3 4 o'clock. Sleeping بقى بيعوض الايه؟ waking up early during the school. Oh. You're sleeping your way to heaven. We have to really act. Because the more we feel the importance of our life, the less we will sleep. If I feel that my life is important and productive, I will sleep less. Because I will feel that I need every minute of my life. I will not be wasting any time as much as I can. And notice how in the parable of the wicked servant, what was his problem? His Lord asked and said to him, "You wicked and slothful servant." Slothful, maybe, is translated in the New King James, lazy, wicked and lazy servant. So his problem that he was wicked and he was a lazy, he didn't want to work. Notice that those who don't want to work are never going to be fruitful. Because to be fruitful means to work hard. Can you imagine that the land will produce fruits without someone working in the field? No way. So we need to work in our lives to purify my life from any bad thing and to plant the good virtues in my life. We need to be active. If there's an active priest or active servant in the church, you will feel that the church is very active because there are good servants who are working very hard to produce fruits. But if the servants are lazy, okay, I know, but go to say a lesson and go home, that's a Sunday school teacher, there's no fruits, right? But to have fruit, a fruitful servant requires active servants, not lazy. So this is the second problem with our time, go back, is laziness. The third point is to waste the time. Or sometimes procrastination. Procrastination is to put off the work until the last minute. You have an exam tomorrow, next month. Okay, that's the 1 month. Why do we have to worry now? And then before you know it, the exam is tomorrow. And we start to study and there's not enough time to study. Same thing with assignments, etc., etc. And to do what at the same time? To waste the time. To watch TV, play games, the phone and the internet, whatever ways people waste their time. It is a waste of time. Do you understand what waste of time means? It's a waste of life. This life which God has given to us as a gift, and we must use it for the glory of His name and to use it in a productive way. We waste it and we spend it in the wrong way. I'm not going to spend a long time on point number three. We all know how we waste our time a lot of the time. We need to use our time productively. Number four, to spend my time in sin, to think about sin, to plan for the sin, and to do sins. Well, sin, the action itself, may take a few minutes. But when you spend the time planning for the sin, or thinking about the sin, and sometimes dreaming about sins, when we think about them when we are awake, we dream of the sins during the night. Look at this, what the Lord says in Genesis 6, verse 5. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. The thought was always continuously evil. All I'm thinking of is evil. And as they say now that there are three things that many of the people think about constantly. What are they? You know? Money, power, and you know. This is all what people think about. But we need to purify our minds. We need to have pure and holy thoughts and to spend our time in holy things that can produce holy thoughts in our life. The fourth point is to make excuses by being too busy. Let's read Luke 14. Gospel according to St. Luke, verse 14. The story of those who were invited but started to make excuses. But they all, with one accord, this is verse 15, with one accord, began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still another said, I have married a wife, and there I cannot come. What kind of excuses are these? I have bought a land, I have bought oxen, I'm going to examine them, I have married a wife. What kind of excuses? Spend time with God. God is inviting you, and you are making such excuses. This should not be. Someone may make excuses. I am too busy, I have an exam, I am studying, I'm working too hard, I don't have time. You want me to go to church? And if I fail, then don't blame me. I will budget your time. It's time for God, time for the church, time for service, time for studying, time for other things. Budget your time. To make excuses is not good. Okay. So we must learn how to budget our time properly. To make time for everything, to be organized, not to waste the time. If my life is valuable to me, every second is important. Imagine someone like Pope Shenouda Gila. When I was in the monastery, I remember that he used to come after midnight. We used to be awake to receive him when he arrives. And then we think he will be very tired and he will go to sleep. The next thing you see is he's sitting outside writing an article, And then you don't know when he sleeps. In the morning when we're going to the Sabah, he's still working. I don't know if he slept or didn't sleep. That's why he's a very productive man. See how much fruits in his life, in the life of the church, that we all enjoy. Aren't we all enjoying the fruits of his labor as the head of our church? All this work is because of one man who is working hard day and night, wasting no time. And that's why his life is fruitful. And we all enjoy it. That's why we pray that God gives him a long, peaceful time to lead the church. He's a good example of how he feels his life is very important. And he used to tell us that I am like electricity. In electricity, if someone touches me, he will be electrified. Become also very active. هو يقول كده زي ما أنا زي الكهرباء اللي يلبسني كهرباء. يعني الكهرباء يعني إيه will be very active like him. فهمت بقى؟ We have to be productive. We have to be fruitful. We should not waste time because our life is too valuable to be wasted. Our life must be fruitful and productive. This is a story about one of the devil came to one of the monks who was working very hard and very active, so the devil envied him and said to him, why are you working so hard? Relax, take it easy, you still have 20 more years to live. You know what that monk answered and said? 20 years? Only 20 years? I thought I had 50 years, now I have to work even harder. Truth is that he wasn't wasting time. Those are the strong individuals who understand the importance of time. I don't want us to think that, well, we are too young, we can take it easy now, we still have a long life to live. Number one, we don't guarantee our life for a second, right? We don't know that how many more years we have. I'm saying it is a fixed amount and it's almost running out. We don't know how much. We still have 1 year, 2 years, 1 month, 10 years, 50 years. We don't know. This is the first point. But the second point, we don't want to wait until the end. Why? Because we want to have a big investment of good deeds in heaven. Every day you have a chance to do more good deeds as an investment for you in heaven. When you go to heaven, you will find either a big investment of good deeds or you will find just a little. See, every day of our life is another chance for more good deeds, so we must not waste our time. So, how are we going to spend our time productively? Actually, I left here blank because I wanted to add more points. To read. We all, many of us may have already finished their study. Maybe some of you are still studying. But what you study in school or university is not enough. They just give you enough to know a little bit about something. But you need to read a lot in other fields. You can't just know about one particular thing. But you need to research and know about other things. So you have to read, spend time reading. You know what is one of the steps? It's one of the steps I have to learn something every day by reading. Okay? To gain useful knowledge in every field. To ask, to understand, how does this work? How does the car run? How to build a house? You know, if you go to Home Depot, they will teach you how to, there are books to teach you how to fix things, how to, you'll save a lot of money if you know how to fix things. مش كل ما you need جلدة للحنفية bring someone يقول لك whatever amount of money. You have to learn little things to help you in your life. Think how you waste your time and think how you can use this time in a productive way. Discover and improve your gifts. Not to go and say I want to serve, I want to help. How can I use my time productively? Many of the girls, I ask them, do you know how to cook? They say, no. Why not? We push my mom away to learn how to cook. What's wrong with that? Learn how to cook instead of eating pizza all the time. Yeah? The point is, our life is valuable and we need to spend our time productively. So please, as we begin the new year, we remember that time is also always running and we need to use this time in a productive way. Last page back. If God tells you today, give an account of your stewardship, what will the answer be? The stewardship of the time. My time. How did I spend it? How did I spend my time? How fruitful is my life? And how did my life affect the lives of the others? Glory to God forever. Amen.